Good morning, everybody. Just 1 second. Okay, fine. And the recording's on. Okay, we're good to go. Fine. Yesterday we started discussing and we went into in quite a lot of detail the just 1 second, what's going on here? The sugya of the Akedah. The reaching that pinnacle, that peak of totally is butless, of completely menateking from the physical world that Avram and Yitzhak achieved at that moment, transcending totally into a into another dimension, completely the whole new Bria Chadosha Legamre. We still look like everybody else. We still have the same two eyes and nose, whatever, but a completely different Bria, completely different species. That's what happened there, and it was based on two things: total mesiras nefesh, totally zbatlus to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a menatek, a complete detachment from the chaimrias. We said that part of the difficulty with that is you have to be in the chaimrias and detach from it. It's not that you can detach and go live in Mars or whatever, you know. No, you have to be involved in everything and at the same time be detached from it. So okay, that's a voida. But today we'll take one more step in this area. We'll see a very important yesodia, probably the most important yesod of the whole sugya of the Akedah. We'll see now. We raised the questions yesterday. Let's see it inside. I'm on Reish Chav Zayin, if everyone's interested. Reyon ze ki Hashem Yisrael mechay his dabkus b'Hashem, o b'derech ha'toyve mitoich rotzen v'tshuka, o chalila lehefech. The concept, this Shem Yisrael, which Avram was zoiche to at the Akedah, Yitzchok, that they were now going to be the avos of Yisrael. There was the beginning of Yisrael. The final chalos was by Yaakov. Aval, there was the beginning of the Shem Yisrael being Shaykh. That we saw that requires a dveikus to Hashem in one of two ways. Either in the good way, because you desire that, you have a yearning for that, or God forbid the opposite. It means either a person will menatek himself from the chaimrias and be dovuk in Hashem because that's what he wants to do, or if not, then the goyim will come and help him to do that. Assimilation always comes, the anti-Semitism always comes as a result of assimilation. We've seen that through the eons. That the goyim always come to wake us up when we're not waking up ourselves. When we wake up ourselves, you don't need them. That's when we don't make havdalah, then the goyim, there's another one. When we don't make havdalah, when we don't separate ourselves from them, we don't recognize the difference. When all the choyshech, the Israel, l'umas ha'olam, then they come and make kiddush. They come and make kiddush Hashem. They get us to give up our lives as Kiddush Hashem. That's been the story of Jewish history through the whole of Tanakh all the way through. So that idea, these two dynamics that have to be in order to help us to menatek and to be dovuk to Hashem, move ahead to the Maisa Keda Atzmo. You see that very clearly in the Akedah itself. And a moitzim shnei nyonim b'pashas Akedah nyonim shelo neem rula avoseinu kedoshim avram v'yitzak lasoysom. The very interesting thing about the Akedah, and we talk about the Akedah, Hashem never told anybody to okod anybody. That there wasn't something that Hashem told Avram and Yitzhak to do. It was something Yitzhak asked to do. He added to that from himself. That's the first aspect of the Akedah. But davka shnei dvarim elu, the other one was the shechitas ha'ayil, we'll see now. But davka shnei dvarim elu, niskorim itna kodesh boruch hu b'mais Akedah. If you ask me, what was the highest moment of the Akedah? What were the two biggest events in the Akedah? Without the Torah telling you this, you would never come up with the binding or the Shechitas Ha'ayil. Those are like side issues. They're like minor details in the journey. Shechitas Ha'ayil was a big deal. You were just about to shecht your son, yeah, with all the nisoin that comes with. We spoke about yesterday. Unbelievable nisoin. You passed that test. So now you go and you shecht some sheep. Wow, what a tzaddik. And no one asked you to do it, first of all. So you're an Eni Mitzvah, and you did it. So well done, you did it. You brought an offering up to Hashem. You're so grateful. I mean, going all over the world, shech buffaloes and cows and whatever to their gods. What's the big deal? And the binding. So you said to Hashem, to Abraham, please tie me down. I don't want to move. Okay, well, that's very nice. Well, that's the whole Akedah, those two things. That's the Maisa up there on the Har. That's what we have, Hashem remembers. Mod Muzah, no? I'm very worried, says Yitzhak, maybe I'll move. I'm young and maybe I'll move. And I, from the fear of the knife, and maybe I'll become apostle and I won't go up to you for a korban. Yofi, bind me very, very, that's the Midrash, bind me very well. Okay, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. It's a nice thing. There's much bigger things going on here. That seems like a small side detail. That is called the Kedus Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu rotsa b'kol libo v'nafshel imsois nafshel Hashem Yisbarach b'maisa Kedah. Yitzchak wanted more than anything. We saw by Rabbi Akiva, similar idea, wanted to give up his life al kiddush Hashem more than anything. He wanted to be. He wanted to be Maisa Nefesh. But he understood, probably better than anybody, that the body has its own dynamic. The body has its own reactions. And it's drawn to the physical. Even though in his mind he was clear that he wasn't going to move, but the body reacts on its own. The body responds. There's reflex actions. The body's going to maybe move. He was worried about that. Therefore, he wanted to be bound down, that the goof should be bound down, that the goof shouldn't have its own responses, and therefore possel the Rotzen Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't ask Avram. After he shechted, he was going to shecht Yitzhak, and then Hashem told him not to. Hashem didn't say to him, okay, so go shecht the isle instead. You know, go be Yotzi Zayin with the sheep. Hashem didn't ask him to do that. Achlach shu gavochum ha'al tishlach yotcha el anar, lo noche daitir shalom avinu at shemotze sa'ayl v'akrivu tachas Yitzhak avinu. Now, for sure, this isle has got big things. The Dvarim Shoyim Dibarum Shalayl of this isle was created before the Bria. Ben Hashmash was one of the 10 things that was created. Ben Hashmash is before Bria Sa'ilam. The whole thing there, the whole story there. This obviously is something that was, there's big things going on here. But for us down here is after Avram was about, he was ready. He was about to shecht Yitzchok. And Hashem told him, don't. Al tishlach esayah, don't do it. So Avram really wasn't satisfied. And he went and he shechted the isle tachas benoi. Always bothered me for years. What's tachas benoi? It wasn't tachas benoi. He was supposed to shecht Yitzchak and he didn't. So now he went and he brought an isle. Was it tachas? So look in the swana there. The swana says a maidika thing. You have a look there. He says that it was like he was shechting Yitzchak. All the feelings and the geishim and the ritzoinus he had to shecht Yitzchak, he put into the isle. That's tachas benoi. It wasn't just he shechted. He didn't shecht Yitzchak, so he went off in a new event now and he's shechting an isle. No, it was the same event. Anyway, but no one asked him to do that. Yeah? Okay. Al tishlech anel lo noche daite shalom arvinu at shemotzes al v'akshivu tachas Yitzchak avinu. Manyanyen, he says the word manyen, ki davke shtei advarim alolo anachnu choizrim emetzienim. These are the two things about the Akedah that make the Akedah such an unbelievable event. That's what we keep remembering. We talk about the Akedah, you know what you're talking about, yeah? The Akedah. Okay, that's the event. Everybody, Chazal, it's all Magdia's the Akedah. La morash lo chayr Akedah lo ha'isi al pitzivu Hashem. It wasn't a command. If you would take the whole Akedah and put it down on the table, the whole Maisa, the actual Akedah would be a very small prat. This was an unbelievable event. Just getting to the mountain for Avraham Avinu was days of unbelievable work. the Midrashim there, what the Yetzirah tried to do, and he flooded the river, and blah, 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 just to get there. So you put everything on the table, the Akedah would be a nice little prat there, one of the little, you know, little baubles there on the side. Well, Zeloa, Inyat, that's not the Maisa. Why is this thing called the Akedah? Like the Akedah was the event, the biggest thing. Everything else is small, but the binding was, well, that's the big thing. Skat Muzar, no? The Chayr Ele Kroat Maisa Lo Mesiris Nefesh or Maisa Shel Ha'alos Yitzhak Loila. Call it the Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzhak, the Ali of Yitzhak, the, you know, the... The Kan Mash Mashini Nekeda Ainu Inyan Mu'uti Ulan Yizbar Dvorim. Seems obvious, you have to say that the Inyan of the Akedah was the essential, it's the essence, it's not just a side issue, it's central, so that we have to explain. Kamod Kain HaKrovah Shel Ha'ayel Nichtav V'Torah Ba'chova. The Shechitas Ha'ayel, the Torah goes into all detail. I pointed out to you in Meshes Chochmah that says all the brachas that came only came after the Shechitas Ha'ayel. It's like Shechting Yitzhak wasn't enough. No, until you shechted the aisle, you're not getting the brachas. Now you shecht the aisle, now you pass the test. They didn't pass the test before that. Chazal gen lanu dvorim mikshvoyne shalaylam ki aisle ze nivre b'sheshis yimei breshis b'shas ben ashmoshus. As we mentioned, this aisle wasn't just stump some sheep that happened to wander onto the mountain at the wrong time. And I got caught up in the thorns there. No. This aisle had a mission from the minute it was created. It was created ben ashmoshus. This aisle, there's nothing of it that wasn't used. I didn't know that till I saw it here, by the way. The Dovin HaMelech had a harp or a violin, whatever a kino is, yeah? I don't know, up to date with these things. But the strings were made from the sinews of this aisle. Yo. Novi had a belt that was made from the skin of this isle. Karen Smoil Sinai. Its left horn was the shofar that we heard at Sinai. So this is not just some shepsela, you know, some nice sheep that happened to wander onto the mountain looking for food. This was put there by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's a wow. The people that wished they had that much holiness in them, you know, there's not one aspect of that aisle that wasn't used for Kedusha through all the generations. Amazing. I don't know what the source for that is. It doesn't bring it down yet. Don't know where the source is. It just says Chazal Megalin Lanu. Ulom Via McCall is there, which is unusual. Nobody brings these sources. Okay, so if anybody knows where that is, interesting. Maybe it's a Zohar, I don't know. We all know Alocha on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is to blow with the shofar shel ayil, mitzvah min amuvcha. Komaski es ayle shel Yitzchok, because it reminds Hashem and us of this ayle of Yitzchok. Kamokain kolok kabonos aboy min ayle meirin ezeche ayle shel Yitzchok. All the kabonos we bring when you have to bring an ayle is zeche the ma'isa of the Akedah. Kumavu chazal. Lo kana mokel mevar is called divrei chazal binyan ze, and obviously this is not the time or the place to go into this whole sugi and understand all these chazals in depth. It would take us months just to, and I'm not able to do that. Ula mekol anema ane loim dim ki inyan ha'ayl bakeres yitzak ki inyan mehuti v'leni lavin zois. You should have realized by now that the subject of the ayl is something very, very fundamental, very essential, very mehuti. And therefore, we have to understand whatever we can. That's more chashuv there. Ein sofik ki dvarim eilu amukim v'nisgavim hayim miitanu. No question that these subjects are way beyond us, much too deep for us to understand. Kifi shekol echad magish shetom and kan sod godol. When you read the Akedah, you get a feeling, you get a sense. There's deep, hidden things here, big secrets hidden here. But we have an obligation to learn Torah, and we have an obligation to try and open this up as much as we can. So we'll try and understand it, everyone according to his level, and because more and more chashuv that we understand what we can, because this is a big event and it touches on us in every aspect. But it's also the central theme of what we started here with, and that is trying to understand Yisurim. and how to be makabel Yisurim and understand the purpose and the nature of Yisurim. That we'll see, this is the fulcrum here. So mod chashuv to understand what's going on here. Okay, the questions are geschmack. You read the Akedah every day and you don't notice these things. You just read it, boom, 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 and suddenly you start opening, you start taking it apart, you realize, wow, there's some unbelievable stuff going on here. Okay. Shnei inyoni mesiris nefesh, yoida amisol b'tol b'isov. Trei dinim, yeah? There's two types of mesiris nefesh that Klal Yisrael knew during our history. Harishon hu chai mesiris nefesh l'man shmiris ha-Torah v'mitzvahs. There's what's called living with mesiris nefesh in order to keep Torah v'mitzvahs. Vital shel kol ha-retzoynes ha-ishim l'man asiyas rotzen Hashem. Mevatling my retzoynes in order to do the rotzen Hashem. I want to stay snuggled up in bed. It's cold today out there, yeah? It's very cold. And my rotzon is to stay snuggled up and cuddled in bed because of my od mod geschmack. When it's cold outside, to be warm in bed is mod geschmack. But you have to go to David. But I want to stay in bed. But you have to go to David. So you mevatl your rotzon to be all nice and warm and cuddly, and you get out of bed and you go and daven. That's mesiris nefesh. Living with mesiris nefesh to do the rotzon Hashem against your rotzon. You see that? Every time you want to do something, but you don't do that because you want to do what Hashem wants, that's a mitzvah of mesiris nefesh. To keep the mitzvahs, you're living with mesiris nefesh. If getting out of bed in the morning is not your problem, fine. So then there's no mesiris nefesh for you. You like the cold, so you jump out of bed to feel the freezing cold. Good. So then, okay, you're not being mesiris nefesh, but there'll be somewhere else, but you'll be nice and nefesh. Well, you want to do something, but you do the rotzon Hashem instead. Yeah, that's partial. That's something we're dealing with all the time. B'mesiris nefesh zu achaim lo nitlomehem lefek. Hem chayu al kiddush Hashem. Yeah, your life's not taken away from you. No country. You live with that kiddush Hashem. B'nois lefakach, hayudere shel shmad, asher behem mosu yudim es nafsham lemois, al kiddush Hashem b'pol mamash. There's another kind of mesiris nefesh, which Jews too often have had to face in their lives, and that is dying of kiddush Hashem. There were times of shmad, times of destruction, inquisitions, and all sorts of nisyonos, where Yidden had to give up their lives of kiddush Hashem and to do rotzon Hashem. B'nayim ha'yugam yudim shelo kotshus Hashem b'chayim, ule b'moysam kiyudim ha'im niskat shelois kadoshim. Many, many examples in our history, all the way back to Chazal's, Yalkut's, the Midrashim, of Yidden who didn't live on Kiddush Hashem. They sometimes were rochok mi Yiddishkeit. And then when it came to push, came to shove, they gave up the lives of Kiddush Hashem. Hayudoyre shebeem Am Yisrael hayumushul lekochovim. There were generations where Klal Yisrael was compared to stars. Hem birglos kol ritzon ha'seyem ha'shim v'yotzim ha'merechas ha'tev v'nibdoku b'koresh b'ochu. They mevatled their ritzonos, they did the rotzon Hashem. They stepped out of the natural world. They stepped into the world of Hashem, into the world of Nais. They didn't live in the Olam HaZeh headspace. They lived in Olam HaBa headspace. But those hayu boroim lamala kochavim. Then they were raised up above the stars. Luma zois bedo shebo lo nitzlois koich habechira. Lo is naku minateva. There were generations where they didn't use their koich habechira correctly. And they didn't detach themselves from the nature. They got immersed up to the eyeballs in it. They were completely drowning in the Gashmias. But those there we went down worse than you could ever imagine, below the dust of the earth. Kan anu chashim b'sivlo shalam yehudi yoisa mikol am ache opnei tevel. Yeah, you start getting a feeling, a sense of the suffering that the Yidden have been through more than any other nation in the world. It's not because we're worse than everybody else, that's why we suffer more. Chas v'chilila to speak like that. Adarabba, hema'am anivcho, with the chosen people. I know that's not politically correct today in the world, there you can't talk about being the chosen people, you know. you're not really chosen. I mean, we're different. We're not better. We're just different. You know, we've got our job. They've got their job. And we're very polite and we speak it out very nicely. It's all narishka. That's nonsense. We're the chosen people. We are better. And we're different. We're a completely different species. We have a different mission here. No shaykhs to their mission. Yeah? Doesn't make you gaivadik. Doesn't mean that you're supposed to now start lording over everybody. No, but you need to know that you're different. The same as the king knows he's a king and he's not from the Amwainam. Hey, we have to know that we're the kings. The pilot that's flying an aeroplane, if he thinks he's a passenger, you're in a lot of trouble. The pilot has to know that he's the pilot. He's the most important person on the plane right now. I don't care if the president of America is on the plane. The most important person on the plane now is the pilot. The pilot's the amanifcha. Klal Yisrael is the pilot. If you're flying a plane and you think you're a passenger, whoa, that's not a good plane to be on. That's dangerous. We have to know that we're the pilot. We're flying the plane. So the suffering that comes upon Klal Yisrael is not because we're worse than anybody. I don't know, but it's because we are manifcha. We're the crown and the glory of the bria. We're the nation that has to guard our uniqueness by being menutak miteva. If the troops, us, don't realize that you've got to do that yourself, so Kodesh Baruch is going to write you off. No. You're in this one forever. There's no way out of this one. As the Kodesh Baruch Hu, yidayk ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. You won't be pushed off. No one's getting lost. Hashem will make sure. Hu yadayk shelo ye yudi echad sheyechel inatek me'akrov v'dekviz l'Hashem. Hashem's going to make sure that nobody breaks out of the system. You either buy in on your own, or Hashem will make sure that you do it in not the best way. That's b'chata b'chaim. I don't know if he's going to mention it yet, but I heard this from Simcha Wasserman Zatzal. You have a choice. That's where we learn at Bechira, yeah? What's the choice? Life or death? That's not a choice. Life means you fulfill the purpose and you land up in life of Olam Haba and you achieved what you did. Death means you blew it. So then where's the choice? That's not a choice. And that's where we learn at Bechira from. That's the mitzvah of Bechira. But what's inside in front of you is blessing and curse. So who would choose curse? Well, what kind of a choice is that? It's like blessing and nothing. So simply you see from there now that curse is also a choice. And it's also a valid way to get to where you need to get to. Hashem's putting in front of you two pathways. And both of them are going to land you up where you need to get to. But Hashem says, I'm begging you, please choose the good path. Because I don't want to build Auschwitz. I don't want to make inquisitias. But if you force my hand, I'll do it because I need you to get back to where you want to go. So out of the love for you, I'll bring you back. But I'm asking you, please do it the nice way. I'm going to take yourself so that I don't have to do it for you. Because when I have to do it for you, it's not so pleasant. In other words, if you want to fly first class or you want to fly in the baggage hold, you choose. But you're going to get to your destination either way. That's what he's saying here. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. Nothing's getting lost. Rav Wasserman said when he went to bade farewell to the Chofetz Chaim, I don't know, he was leaving. He was very close to the Chofetz Chaim. His father was the Talmid Muvak of the Chofetz Chaim. He grew up in the Chofetz Chaim's lap. So he went to say he was leaving. He was going somewhere. He went to say goodbye to the Chofetz Chaim. Maybe when he was on his way to America. I don't know if the Chofetz Chaim was still alive then. Anyway, so as he was walking out, the Chofetz Chaim said to him, he said, you must know that when Mashiach comes, he's not going to leave behind one Jew. That's what he said to him. The parting words from the Chofetz Chaim. Simcha said that he knew he was going to be traveling a lot. He was one of the biggest balekirov in Makarov. He had yeshivas all over the world, Rup Simcha. But that's the Chofetz Chaim. Hashem's not going to leave behind one yid. And some kids are going to have a hard time. They're going to have to drag them out of where they are. It could hurt. It could be very painful. Aval, Hashem's not leaving behind anybody. So you choose. Either you come willingly or you go the hard way. The hard way is not pleasant. So Hashem says, "Ubachata b'chaim, I'm begging you, please choose life." Where do we get up to? Oh, here we go. If he'll distance himself from Hashem and not be dovuk in Hashem, the tzoros will bring him back to Hashem. The suffering has a purpose. It's not just stum, it's not a punishment. It's a way to get a person to pay attention. Kashen is boinan. If you meditate, you'll think about this. You'll see that these two beginners, these two pathways, are not divided up into different periods. In the same generation, you have two Jews. He's keeping the Rotzen Hashem, the one guy is mamash like a soldier, he's keeping the Rotzen Hashem b'shleimus. Day in and day out, he's shechting his desires, his personal desires, and he comes and he shechts his Yitzroy. But he doesn't ask Kiddush Hashem. I don't know, but he lives. But he's out there battling like a mamash, like a trooper, like a warrior, fighting and battling day in and day out to do the Rotzen Hashem against his own Ritzonis. In the same generation, in the same neighborhood, could be in the same building, Rabbi, so you wouldn't know. He could be wearing the same clothes. There's another Jew. He didn't live at the same high level of Ruchnis as his next door neighbor. But when he comes to die, he's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Rabim. We'll see examples. B'kol T'kufa, so B'prat B'kufa Achreina, B'kufa Shoah, in all the Kufas, from the Holocaust, we saw it clearly. There were Yidden that had given up the Yiddishkeit, totally assimilated. There was no mysterious nefesh for the Yiddishkeit whatsoever. Not just they weren't keeping it, they actually was muznach. They fled from it. They found it despicable. At the end, they died as Kiddush Hashem. They died because they were Jewish. And that is Yudaras Kiddush Hashem. Could be even when they died, they didn't even know they were dying as Kiddush Hashem. Both those Jews are considered Kadoshim. Why, if somebody who didn't keep any Torah and mitzvahs was rachok for Yiddishkeit, and some guy comes up, some Arab comes, God forbid, and kills him because he's Jewish? Why that's called dying as Kiddush Hashem? I don't know, but that's the halacha. That's what we told. So that we have to accept for now. Okay, so now we have to see what these two Yidden that we just mentioned, these two types of people, the ones that live as Kiddush Hashem and the ones that die as Kiddush Hashem, have to do with the Kedah and have to do with the Shechita Sa'ayel. Then Metz Hashem we'll see tomorrow. And then we'll finish off that subject. We'll discuss what it has to do with the Holocaust. We'll see what it has to do with a lot of what's going on in the world today. This is going to get very personal. I'm warning you now. This is nice. This is Geshmak Torah, and it's nice, and it's historical, and it's learning, but it gets more personal very soon, you'll see. So we have to work on ourselves, not on Avraham and Yitzchok. So Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll see what we just said now, that what that has to do with the Akedah and with the Shechita Sa'ayel. What are these two Musogim have to do with living al Kiddush Hashem and dying al Kiddush Hashem? B'seder Gomor. Have a good day, Rabbi Yisrael. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.